world. Hello and welcome to The Generation for Change, a brand new podcast brought to you by the committee members of the G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organisation. My name is Lizzie Painter and I will be your host for today's podcast as I chat to Toby Child, a project geophysicist at Teradat UK. Toby, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
In our last podcast, Lisa Denby interviewed Andy Bolas at Kier to get an insight into the type of work someone does for a large-scale contractor who delivers projects across the UK. I wanted to speak to you today because, in contrast, I understand that the work you do is mainly focused on the initial feasibility stages of a project, which some of our listeners may not be aware of or, you know, appreciate the importance of. So why don't we start with you telling us, you know, why you chose the construction engineering industry and how you got here?
Okay, so I don't think my career has been kind of a linear path. I started out doing exploration geology at Cardiff University, which isn't in the construction industry, but is basically doing mineral exploration. And I always thought I'd go into that industry and travel the world and look for different materials. But when I left university, I found myself doing some field work for a small geophysics firm called Teradat. Mm-hmm. And I progressed from being a field operative to an actual geophysicist to a project geophysicist, and actually now a senior project geophysicist. So I've kind of worked my way up through the company. And that does involve some mineral exploration. Geophysics is a very broad area, but we mostly work in the construction and engineering world. We come in at quite an early stage in kind of ground investigations and GI work. So geophysics works best when you bring it in at a really early stage, and it helps develop further groundwork. So we can give some really early stage information, which then the kind of more in-depth intrusive work can build upon. So the whole thing about geophysics is it's non-intrusive. We carry out surveys and then the groundworks can be a bit more specific and kind of tie in our data to what's actually in the ground.
And so could you give a bit of an explanation of what your typical day or week is like? Because I understand, you know, you're required to travel across the UK a lot. So it'd be quite interesting to hear, you know, what you go through each day and each week for each project.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spend probably a third of my time away, when it's really busy, maybe a bit more. What we do is that a client will come to us with a problem, and that could be all sorts. Let's say the client is looking to find a mine shaft which they've lost or is hidden, and they will come to us and ask if it's applicable to use geophysics, and we will suggest if it is. And if we decide that we can help, I will get involved. I will help plan what geophysical techniques might be useful to them. We will then, I personally, for my job, I will plan the project. I will sort out staffing. I will sort out logistics. We'll go, we'll do some field work, and we'll collect some data. I will then interpret that data. I will plot it up. And then we communicate that in the form of a technical report, which has to speak to usually engineers and kind of the people who are carrying out the rest of the groundworks. And hopefully, if it all works out properly, we will then work into the wider ground investigation process and suggest ways that they might develop their project or solve their problem, whatever the problem might be.
Yeah. So would you say that's one of your favourite things about the role, that it's varied and you get to do lots of different work and projects? Or is there something else that you kind of love about the role more?
No. Absolutely. The variation is kind of the key thing for me, which I really enjoy. So yeah, no 2 days are the same. It's brilliant. There's quite a lot of problem solving. I really enjoy that. So, you know, we are, by the nature of our projects, we are trying to solve problems for our clients. So the problem solving is a really attractive thing too. It's not just the going to a nice fields in the UK and Sterling.
Lots of nice views.
Oh, lovely views. Yeah, I've seen some cool views, that's for sure. Sometimes it is a car park in Slough, or not saying anything bad about Slough, but you know, sometimes it can be something grim.
Oh gosh. So you travel a lot across the UK. And, you know, I've heard of you doing works up in Scotland and stuff like that. But I'm also acutely aware that you've had experience further abroad in Sierra Leone.
That wasn't really as a geophysicist. So I kind of took a little sabbatical and I went and did some mineral exploration out there. I work quite closely with a charity who do all sorts of wonderful things. They drill water wells and they do some agroforestry and rice farming and beekeeping. And one of their projects was gold mining, kind of a community project doing some gold mining. How it works in West Africa is that often people go out into the jungle and they might cut down some of the jungle or burn down some of the jungle, and they will dig a hole and try their luck and maybe find some gold. And then they will bring this gold back, usually to the black market, and sell it for a not a great price. So the idea was we would go out and we'd start a legal social enterprise where we would do some gold mining, and the gold would flow back in, the price of the gold would flow back into the community. So I was the kind of head geologist doing some really grassroots exploration. So I was panning for gold, living in the jungle. And yeah, that was an amazing experience. But there was travel involved in kind of every aspect of the geophysical role too. We've had projects, another gold mining project in Ethiopia recently. That was looking for kind of gravels for water on a gold mine, because they need the water to do the drilling. A colleague of mine went out to Laos recently and worked on some dams out there. Oh, wow. I've been out to Spain looking for kind of archaeological Roman remains and doing other jobs. So yeah, there's lots of chances to kind of explore and travel.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. So you've mentioned a lot about this, you know, there's two parts to your role. There's the kind of ground investigation side, and then there's the mineral exploration side. So a lot of this, based on my understanding, is, you know, setting up sites and projects to see whether they're viable and to see whether they're feasible, etc.
So geophysics has loads of applications. So it's in the construction industry. It's also, you know, archaeology. So looking for archaeological remains. There are all sorts of problems that are applicable. You know, I did a job the other week where it was just looking for voids in a milk factory. So I've looked for kind of mass graves. That's another job, archaeological kind of geophysics. So yeah, there's loads of applications, but for the most part, our job is kind of in the engineering world and construction world. So yeah, for engineering projects.
So what would you say has been your biggest career highlight to date?
I think I spoke about Spain. I think that's, I went out to Spain and we did, I think we had four jobs put together. So I was out there for quite a bit of time and I found the Roman mosaic, which was just incredible. So we were looking for a Roman villa and we found this incredible hidden mosaic, which was then excavated and was just an incredible find. So that exploration side of my job is still kind of very important to me. So I, you know, finding something that no one else knew was there. So that was pretty much that was a highlight for sure. But when I went out there, the Spanish team, they weren't really set up properly. So Teradat have a team in Spain, relatively new. Two guys who were doing loads of really good work, but it was our first job. And I went out and I kind of trained them up on the equipment and how the process works and then how we interpret the data. And now we just send out bits of equipment. So we don't send people out with the equipment.
And they
do it themselves. So kind of getting the Teradat office in Spain underway, it was definitely has definitely been a highlight for me, I think. Training, just in general training, I really enjoy training junior members of staff, sort of thing, yeah.
So does Teradat as a company have many opportunities for training? I don't know whether it's, is it all kind of graduate roles, or is there other ways that people can kind of get involved with what you do on the ground?
We have an internship program, which we take on kind of new graduates. We're also, you know, we're always looking for kind of field staff to help us out. So
yeah, no, well, it's interesting because what I'm hearing is that you kind of have your role that has a set of skills, but you get to apply that, you know, across loads of different industries, loads of different sectors. And that's, you know, a huge positive and something that's interesting about what you do. In terms of moving forwards, do you have any particular career aspirations and whether you want to, you know, maybe concentrate more on one aspect than another, or can it stay as broad as possible for the rest of your career?
Well, for sure. I've got loads of that kind of near-term aspiration. So quite savvy on lots of kind of geophysical techniques. Now I've been doing it for quite a long time, but there's still a few which have kind of eluded me. I'm not up to date really on seismic techniques, which is a whole another kind of side of geophysics that we do. So I am really looking forward to getting a bit more involved in learning about that. Also, kind of, drones is a bit of a buzzword in geophysics, just in the world at the moment. Drones.
I was going to say, I think it's everywhere. I get it at work as well.
Yeah. we do a lot of kind of drone work. I would quite like to get my drone license. I paraglide as a hobby, and drone flyers and paragliders are kind of mortal enemies.
Oh.
So I'm a bit torn, but I don't want to be replaced by a machine, and I think the drones are coming. And we recently did a magnetic survey using drones, so I think that might be the way things might be going. So
wow.
Learning and getting my license would be a pretty good aspiration.
That's really interesting.
And then at the longer term, I'm part of the Geological Society, like many geoscientists, and they offer a chartership. So that's something I'm constantly kind of working towards. That can lead to all sorts of things, I think, if you're chartered.
Okay, so then just a couple of questions about the industry more generally, from your perspective and, you know, your role and your company's role within it. Are there any challenges that you see kind of impacting the industry in the next few years? I mean, you've already mentioned about drones and stuff and, you know, the potential for people to be reskilled. Is there any other kind of challenges you see coming, you know, whether it's in terms of environmental?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the biggest, well, the environment's definitely one, you know, climate change and how that is going to affect the industry, the construction industry in general is a really big one. You know, the industry is a kind of a sizable polluter, and we'll have to, you know, change the way that we do things. I think geophysics has a part to play in that. It's by its very nature, it's non-intrusive. So I think the role of geophysics in the future will kind of be a lot larger than it is and a bit more widespread. There is actually quite a big issue in that we are lacking really well-trained people entering the industry. So there's only a few university courses. I think one's in Leeds. There's a master's in Leeds, which is specific to shallow surface geophysics. But apart from that, there's not a lot else to, you know, bring, you know, well-trained staff into the industry. And just education in general, engineers that we speak to often don't have a really thorough understanding of what we do. We're often seen as kind of these magic wizards who come out with data, but more education in the industry would be really useful. Another thing about kind of the groundwork kind of industry, there's a lot of standards that are applicable. Say if you have a bit of contaminated land and you're doing some remediation, there are some set standards that you kind of have to follow. That doesn't exist in geophysics yet. It's still relatively new. It is something that geophysicists are working on. There's a European ISO standard, which is currently in progress. I think it's TC182, which is being written. And I think that will change things a lot, I think, for the better.
Yeah.
I mean, when engineers come to price up jobs or look at what they can do, having a standard will be really useful. So yeah, that's going to change, I think, change things.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. So given what you were just saying about there not being, you know, very many university courses and stuff to get in to do what you do on a day-to-day basis, is there any kind of particular advice you'd have for someone who's starting to think of a career in the industry, in particular with geophysics?
Yeah, so there's not that much kind of vocational training. We tend to employ people from university courses. So that is really the entrance. And then you've got kind of two ways that you can go. So you can go through the geology route, like I did, or you can go down the physics route and kind of do a physics course. They both kind of have their advantages and disadvantages, but I would say like the advice would be to just make sure that you're quite well-rounded when you come out of it and you're able to kind of go into, yeah, just to make sure that you have as much experience of both as you can, I think.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a physicist that doesn't understand geology, and you don't want to be a geologist who doesn't understand, you know, the techniques that we use. So, yeah, it's tricky, really. But there are those courses. There is the Masters in Leeds, which is specific to geophysicists and geophysics. They are available. They are out there.
That's helpful. Thank you. So thanks for your time today, Toby. That was really great. I just have one final question, which is, if you had to describe the construction and engineering industry in three words, what would they be?
Exciting, creative, and revolutionary.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Toby.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.